acknowledged his defeat in the November 3rd election and announced there would be an orderly transition on Inauguration Day, which is January 20th. The president delivered these words after the U.S. Congress concluded the electoral vote count early Thursday, certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump's acknowledgement came after a day of chaos and destruction on Capitol Hill as a mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol. Members of Congress were forced into hiding, offices were ransacked, and the formal congressional tally of Electoral College votes was halted for more than 6 hours. Trump said in a statement posted on Twitter that, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. Trump's account had been previously locked by Twitter. And in a video posted yesterday after lawmakers had been evacuated, President Trump told his supporters who had converged on the Capitol to go home, saying, "I know your pain, I know you're hurt, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace, so go home. We love you. You are special." South Africa will receive its first batch of coronavirus vaccines in January, the health minister said Thursday, as the continent's worst hit country battles a record number of infections. The minister had indicated over the weekend that South Africa was hoping to receive its first vaccines in February, depending on negotiations underway with several pharmaceutical companies. South Africa is using the vaccine made jointly by researchers at the University of Oxford and the biotech firm AstraZeneca. It's seen as a potential game changer because it does not have to be stored at the ultra-low temperatures of some of the other vaccines. This is VOA News. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is unlikely to win approval in Japan until May due to requirements